Hello, 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 hello. Hi, 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 hi. How are you? How are you? How are you? I just want to quickly start off in the top, then tell you that Halinka is not here. My mother, unfortunately, is not here for this recording. This is going to be a very quick recording. We did record an entire hour and change, and the audio was corrupted. So we didn't have time to redo it, but this was an important show. So she gave me permission to do the show without her very quickly. So I just want to say, you guys, this has been scary and great. It seems like a lot of the protests are really helping. We're getting some change here and there. We are nowhere anywhere in sight to be done, so we're gonna have to keep going. The show that we did make, we pointed out a lot of different things, and then me and my mother argued for like a good 10 minutes. So it was a very, normal. That's my new thing. So I'm gonna quickly just go through a lot of the stuff that we mentioned up at the top of the show last time, and we're gonna just leave it there. So I know a lot of people are wondering what they should be doing, where they can be going, what can you do, especially if you are a non-Black person. Black people have been dealing with this for way too long, and they already know what to do. So for the rest of us, here we go. So if you can't go out and protest, and I really encourage you guys to go out and protest, especially now that some of the cities I know here in Los Angeles, the Pride Parade is going to be a solidarity march with Black Lives Matter. So if that's happening around anywhere around you, please go do that. That's so important for both LGBTQ representation and standing up for our brothers and sisters that are Black and Brown, that are being targeted by our own government, our police forces, and unjust laws. So great places other than protesting, sign petitions online. You'll notice that a lot of these petitions, I mean, it just feels like you're signing petitions and sometimes it feels like nothing happens, but you'd be surprised how many laws and how many things get put on the books or even start getting awareness because you're signing these things. So if you can, what I do, I have a separate email that I sign up for all these different things. So I sign up for Black Lives Matter, Color of Change, NAACP. I sign up for all these things so I can just know what's happening. So you can go to that one specific email and boom, 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 boom. Now I will say that's also my political one. So Joe Biden, my name is not Ruth. So please stop sending me Ruths. He sends me one for Kingsley and one for Ruth. Dude, there's been no Ruth here. But it's good to stay up on top of that without, clogging up your work email with everything. So, other than that, I would say donate, donate, donate. There's a lot of places out there. And I know a lot of people are confused about where to donate and what's the best place to donate. So, the places I've been doing specifically are Black Lives Matter. You can pick an area of Black Lives Matter that you like. And I mean, like a region. They have like some in Atlanta. So, they have a bunch all over the country. And you can pick a specific one or you can donate to the biggest one. I'm pretty sure that's how it works. I think I've just been doing it to the main one. I think they've been such a strong, great organization. When I did the protest last Saturday, it was they were the ones who were the biggest voices, and they are so well organized, and their hearts are on their sleeves and their voices are loud, and that's so important right now. And the other place is Color of Change, and they design campaigns to end the practices that unfairly hold Black people back, and they champion solution to move us forward. I found when I went to their website, they have a lot of really, and I'm not saying that memes and campaigns and but that's what gets people at least focused on stuff. So I think it's good to sometimes to really support those areas. Because we're all on the internet, we're all looking at fashion, we're all doing these things, and I think Color of Change does a great job at that. The next place that is near and dear to my heart is the Center for Black Equity, which is a national leader in connecting members of the Black LGBT community with information and resources to educate, engage, and empower their fight for equity and access. Beautiful. Literally beautiful, especially because Black LGBTQ members, Black trans people die at a rate that is so scary. And if you guys spent any moment looking into it, you would be shocked how many Black trans people die a year, and you don't hear about it that often. It is heartbreaking. Also, it's such a marginalized group because it is so small. It's just packed full of minority statuses. And remember, if you're one minority, you get put to the bottom. If you're two minorities, you get put to the bottom in two places. So I think it's really important to really focus on that, especially during Pride Month. And then the last thing I'll say is the NAACP, the Legal Defense Fund, and the Educational Fund. Both are amazing, and they do great work. And if you would like to support something that's more more legal and just fighting for our constitution, the ACLU is obviously probably one of the best places to go. I think if you want to help support specifically Black legal things, I would do the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. But if you want to do a more generic stand up for our rights, like the ACLU is currently suing the city of Los Angeles for the curfew, saying it's against our First Amendment law. They are known for always standing up for our constitutional rights, and they are very controversial because sometimes standing up for constitutional rights, meaning you have to stand up for people we all find vile. But their point is, you know, everyone's constitutional rights should be protected, even the people that sometimes we don't like. So that's another reason why some people don't like to donate to them, because, you know, they have had to defend Nazis before, because Nazis are allowed to have peaceful protests too. Doesn't mean we believe that what they say is important, but they are allowed to do it. It's in our Constitution. So they can be a little controversial, but I still think it's an important thing, because without them, you know, who else was out there fighting the good fight for every minority? And great minorities too, not just terrible ones, obviously. Other things you can do is to educate yourself. In the description below, in the show notes, you will see I have put a link to what is called Justice in June. Someone made this amazing Google Doc to help white people educate themselves, because we need to uneducate what we learned in school. We learned very a white-centric version of what has happened in this country and all over this world. So it's important to figure this I don't want to curse, to figure this out. So they've done a really great job at sectioning it into three different amounts of time that you can spare a day. 10 minutes a day, 25 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day. So if you got a full-time job and three kids, maybe you only really have 10 minutes a day to do this. Anything helps. I'm pretty sure you could probably donate a half hour. So for 25 minutes a day, they have a lot of really good stuff. And then for 45 minutes a day, they have a lot of good stuff. I already started doing mine, and I've already watched 13th. I have watched it before, but this is a great time to go back and rewatch it. It is heartbreaking. So that's there. Other things I can tell you to watch besides that, stuff that I haven't seen, that I have seen Dear White People on Netflix, and it is a fun look at essentially like this new wave of civil rights from the point of view of people of color in college. And I think and it's got a lot of humor, and it's got a little bit of romance, and it's got a lot of heart. I think that's something that's definitely something you should take a look at. Other stuff that you can take a look at is American Son on Netflix, If Beale Street Could Talk on Hulu, King in the Wilderness on HBO, See You Yesterday on Netflix, The Hate U Give on Cinemax, and When They See Us on Netflix. Things you can read are things like White Fragility by Robin DiAngelo, How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi. My friend is currently reading this, and she said it's a very hard book to read, just because, not because it's written badly, but because it's just, you know, how to be anti-racist. It's a big, heavy topic. And remember, this is a big, heavy time. So that's a thing. She said it is beautifully written, but it is hard. Another thing you can read is The New Jim Crow by Michelle Alexander, Divided Sisters by Midge Wilson and Kathy Russell, The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston, They Can't Kill Us All by Wesley Lowery, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou, woo-woo, Fatal Invention by Dorothy Roberts, Lock Up Our Own by James Foreman, The Miner's Canary by Lonnie Gunner and Gerald Torres, and The Wretched Earth by Franz Fanon. You guys, I think I did a really good job of reading those. These are all important. And also, I'm sure you could find the audiobook for many of these, which might help. I know those kind of like when I'm trying to get information into my head, audiobooks are great because then I can re-listen to pieces that that I need more, what do you call it? You understand what I'm saying. Another thing I would say is one of the biggest things that I found super helpful is because the nightly news, they've tried everything they can to be unbiased, and all the news I think is trying to be unbiased, but it's they are made to do sensationalized things. That is unfortunately how the news has become. So what I would recommend, even if you don't like Twitter, even though you'll never post on Twitter, I never post on Twitter. I have a Twitter and I do follow a lot of people. I will say, if you want to be both horny and politically active, follow some porn stars. There's a lot of really great, amazing porn stars who are very into advocating for civil rights. But there are so many other different types of people you can follow on Twitter who will help create a really wonderful Twitter sphere so you can stay updated. I will say that because of the invention of cell phones and smartphones, we have entered a world where we can hold people accountable because of our videos and because of our photos. And you're not seeing that on the news. You will see that here on Twitter. And you will see how police fight back. Last night, I was just about to go to bed, and I saw a man in his 70s be pushed by a police officer, and he fell, and his head broke open. And one of the police officers goes down to help, and his superior tells him to keep walking. And you can see the blood going down the sidewalk. I didn't see that on the nightly news. I'll say that right now. It was a really hard watch. But I'm telling you, these they're not all bad. Because, I mean, you know, memes are the king of Twitter. So you'll find a lot of really empowering things on there, too. But it's good to stay awake. And I know we want to sometimes back away from these uncomfortable or these really sad things. I make sure that I have a couple, you know, and at least a couple hours every night that I'm not, you know, actively trying to consume all this. But even during my workday, I think it's really important to remember that just because we're doing other things and just because we're all very busy people doesn't mean that we can relax for too long, because we have to stay loud. That's all I can think of, is just stay loud. I'm not saying stay like I'm never advocating violence, but sometimes violence is a nice way of turning up the volume. Also, protesters aren't looters. Looters aren't protesters. Looters are opportunists. And if we create a better society where, you know, equity gets, where everyone has the equality and equity and the justice, we would have less looting across the board. So that's kind of my two cents. To all of our patrons and our bonus episode people, we do not have those either. We, per usual, we definitely did talk about TV. We talked about what we were watching. We talked about 13 a lot. But, you know, we can essentially say, you know, we're shutting down the show today, essentially. So you guys can go and listen to other things, watch other things. There's some great TED Talks out there about how to figure out how to just, you know, like I'm losing my words right now, but, you know, you can Google, studying privilege systems and then type in TED Talk. You can also, do like the Root of Racial Injustice TED Talk, Overcome Our Biases TED Talk, Priming Some Kids for College and Others for Prison TED Talk. These are all really good and they're pretty short, so you can watch them and listen to them. There is also, if you want to listen to something instead of this, I would say go to the Code Switch podcast, NPR, and they have When Civility is Used as a Cudgel Against People of Color. They have The Power of Martin Luther King Jr.'s Anger. They have a really good one on, it's an opinion piece called My Father Stood on the National Anthem. My Father Stood for the National Anthem for the same reason Colin Kaepernick sits. There's also When Calling the Popo is a No-No. So there's a lot of things out there. So get to it. Have a great time. We love you. And I love you, Mom, even though you can't answer. It just would feel weird to end the show without saying I love you. Have a great weekend, you guys. If there's some protests, go out there. Be peaceful. Don't break anything. Follow the people's lead who are protesting. Remember, if you are not a person of color, if you're not Black, you are a guest at these protests. You are an ally. You are there to amplify their voice. If they yell something, you yell something. You do not create the things to yell, because it is not your place. You are there as a guest, and you are there to help other people. And there are times to use your white privilege, like when cops are aiming at Black people, you can stand in the way. These rubber bullets hurt, but they are less likely to use them against you. And that is literally the problem.
We would like to thank Sean Urasani for our theme music and Joanna Munoz for our logo. Additional thanks to me, Whitney Benham, for playing announcer. Please head over to iTunes and leave us a review.
So, I know I said goodbye once, but I'll say goodbye again. I love you all. My mother loves you all. And have a great weekend and stay loud.